This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Black Hills Energy says it's slowly restoring natural gas service in Aspen after authorities say someone likely vandalized the system. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The utility first learned about the gas problem Saturday. Employees and police found evidence of tampering at three separate locations. One had "Earth First" scrawled on a pipe, a possible reference to a radical environmental group with roots in the western U.S. But the organization hasn't taken responsibility or responded to requests for comment. The FBI is now helping local law enforcement investigate. Meanwhile, Black Hills has repressurized the system and is working one by one to restore service to about 3,500 customers. A spokesperson said about half those customers should have heat and hot water again by this evening. Full restoration could take days. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado grew by about 50,000 people over the last year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The Denver Business Journal reports that's the 12th highest growth rate in the country. The report says Colorado is outpacing overall population growth in the U.S., which is at the lowest in 120 years. Areas like the West and the South gained, while more populous states in the Northeast and California lost. Arizona, Nevada, Idaho, and Utah are the biggest yearly gainers. New York is the biggest loser, with a drop of 126,000 people. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coming up, public transit agencies are struggling with lower ridership and revenues during the pandemic. Experts discuss whether subway and bus systems can survive. The future of public transit is next on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, the holidays usually mean big celebrations with family and friends. More of Colorado's Latinx communities turn to trusted community leaders for guidance when making plans during the pandemic.
Yeah, so this year we're definitely going to stay at home. We're going to not go with like the rest of our family like we usually would.
Health officials want to make sure that the state's response to COVID-19 does not leave behind communities of color. CPR health reporter John Daly has our story at CPR.org. -3 degrees tonight for Vail. This is CPR News.